It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman for another delve into the Bugle archives. Cast yourself back now to February 2008 and that glorious day that seemed like it would never arrive. That's right, America finally charged 6 residents of its zero-star hotel in Guantanamo Bay. It's issue 17 of the Bugle with me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, Guantanamo Bay. 6.5 years after September the 11th, 2001, not the last. Anyway, the point's made. The Pentagon is finally ready to charge 6 prisoners at Guantanamo Bay for direct involvement in the attacks. The charges are expected to be heard by a controversial military tribunal. Now, military tribunals get a bad press, Andy, but personally, I use them for everything. And I think you'd find if you'd used a military tribunal for your lost bin incident, which we've talked so much about, with your neighbour, then you'd be using that bin today. Yes, your street might be in flames, houses raised to the floor, and those neighbours of yours who hadn't been killed would be absolutely furious with you. But let me reiterate, you'd be using that bin today.
Right. I do think that, you know, because they are now charging these 6 guilty people, let's basically, if it's a military tribunal, they're guilty.
True. Otherwise, why would they be in a tribunal?
That's right, exactly. Then does that mean that Guantanamo has been right all along and that those of us who were opposed to it have to write a strongly worded apology? Because they have, you know, released hundreds of former Guantanamo graduates, I like to think of them as.
What do they graduate with?
An orange suit.
An orange suit, okay. A blindfold, and their self-esteem in tatters.
Yeah,
and a violent grudge against the West. Is that what they get? A certificate just saying, violent grudge, certified.
Yeah. We thought you hated the West when we brought you in. We're now pretty sure that you hate the West. But they've released hundreds of these graduates without charge. But now, you know, they've got 6 now. So I think that's all right. I think that's a reasonable return. Because, you know, when I want to eat a grape, I often throw out hundreds of grapes before I find the right grape for me. So, you know, I can't be too judgmental.
And if you're still not convinced by the Pentagon, then they released a statement last week with a series of reassuring statements on it, such as, the trial will be as completely open as possible and relatively little amounts of evidence will be classified. If you're not reassured, then the problem is with you, not with them. The phrase, as completely open as possible, makes absolutely no grammatical sense whatsoever. It seems that they're branching out their abuses into the linguistics area and doing to words what they've been doing to men in jumpsuits.
I'm not sure, though, that we really know the full story from Guantanamo, John, because it's been so heavily censored. You know, think of all those famous photos of these inmates hunched over, kneeling down with their hands tied behind their backs and blindfolds on. But what was edited out of those photographs that we weren't allowed to see were the buckets of water with apples in. There was a bouncy castle there as well, which is actually quite clever planning. It's very hard to plan and carry out acts of mass terror whilst bouncing up and down. In fact, most terrorists through history have adopted a strict no-bouncing policy. Apart from Carlos the Jackal, of course, who did most of his work on a trampoline. But he was a maverick. And a jackal.
The charges against them included conspiracy, murder in violation of the laws of war, attacking civilians, destruction of property, and terrorism. I'm glad they're still getting them on the damage of property charge, Andy. Too many courts overlook that with the death on a massive scale. They don't acknowledge the petty vandalism, and that's just as valid a charge as any other. A colleague, Sheikh Mohammed, said he planned every part of the 9/11 attacks, but his confession may now be a touch problematic, as the CIA have admitted using waterboarding on him. And during his interrogation, or questioning, he also confessed to inventing slavery in the 17th century. Good news for Britain, that one. Faking the moon landings and the invasion of Iraq himself.
And to add to what has been a very disappointing week for all Al-Qaeda fans, an Al-Qaeda leader in Iraq has admitted that the franchise is in crisis there after a lot of former Al-Qaeda team members have apparently jumped ship and joined the other team. The Al-Qaeda leader apparently wrote, "These people were nothing but hypocrites, liars and traitors and were waiting for the right moment to switch sides with whoever pays them the most." Now, things have really come to a bad state in the world when a terrorist leader is complaining about society's declining morals. But I guess what it does show is that terrorists are learning from football. And really, you know, it's probably their agents, you know, just, you know, trying to get them to move to a more lucrative contract. And also it shows how well capitalism works. If you've got a problem, just buy it out. It's been a massive week for human rights on both sides of the Atlantic. There's been a rumpus in Britain over the use of mosquitoes, devices which emit a high-pitched sound, which apparently only teenagers can hear to deter stroppy teenage behaviour in public areas. The scheme supporters say it doesn't do physical harm, so it's all right. They've tried other schemes, including shooting near but not actually at these troublemakers, forcing teenage rebels to play Russian roulette with an unloaded gun, and fake executions of anyone under the age of 25 who's seen in a public street. It doesn't do physical damage, so it is okay.
How can only teenagers hear it?
Well, it's I think it actually might go up as far as 25, but it's apparently something to do with the way that your hearing deteriorates as you get older.
Really? What, are you telling me that I can't hear certain things now?
You can't, no.
Well, I dispute that.
Well, you just didn't hear that, did you?
What?
Point proved. We apologise to any of our young listeners who are currently clutching their ears in pain, screaming for mercy.
But that's nothing to do with the sound. That's the bugle in general.
Other news, and Australia has apologised to the Aborigines for various incidents, shall we call them, including stealing all of their children. Kevin Rudd, their new Prime Minister, who swept to victory in last year's election on a platform primarily of not being John Howard, which people voted for in droves, and also promising to apologise to the Indigenous people of Australia, has said that the Stolen Generations were a blemished chapter in Australian history. A blemish. Now, let's bear in mind what happened there. Aboriginal children were stolen from their families, given to white families in an effort to assimilate the white and Aboriginal populations. This policy lasted several decades. More than 100,000 children are reported to have been removed. But it's a blemish, just a little blemish,
yep.
An innocent mistake. We've all done it. We've all removed hundreds of thousands of children from their parents. And maybe Australia were trying to invent a new sport. That's why they did it so enthusiastically.
Now, John Howard had refused to apologise for over a decade, a stance supposedly supported by 30% of Australians. And that was a democratic majority, as far as he was concerned. Isn't this form of government fantastic, Andy? No wonder we're so anxious to ram it down the throats of the rest of the world. As soon as we can get Iraq to understand what a superdelegate is, they'll realise how lucky they now are.
I think the mistake Australia made was changing from the old British policy towards the Aborigines of shoot first, steal natural resources later. Which is much more clear-cut. Everyone knew where they stood,
yeah,
and well above board. The Australian government has now apologised, but there will be no compensation for the Stolen Generation, which some people are slightly angry about. Bear in mind that in America, a female basketball... God, I really can't talk.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking, Andy sounds tired, that's because Andy is tired.
I thought I was covering it up beautifully, Chip.
No, you sound tired. I mean, we might as well draw attention to it now. Andy doesn't really know what time it is. He's confused. Yeah.
But I can look at a clock and it tells me that it's 7:20 in the morning. Although in real terms, for me, that's 20 past 12. I should be having my lunchtime snooze now, John. The Australian government has now apologised, but there will be no compensation for the Stolen Generation. Let's, by comparison, look at the case of the female basketball coach in America who was initially awarded $19 million in a gender discrimination and sexual harassment case, now reduced to $6.6 million. Now, I'm not saying she didn't deserve it. All I'm saying is, if you were forcibly removed from your parents, you probably deserve at least a tenner in the post.
Thank you for listening, Buglers. If you're heartily sick of politics, well, A, I don't blame you, and B, go and listen to The Gargle, now the Bugle's glossy magazine sister publication, with Alice Fraser.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.